A strike that reduced buses to a limited schedule for more than 2 weeks in Berkshire County is over. The head of the Berkshire's public transit system says it found common ground with striking workers Tuesday afternoon.
Through the mediator, offers went back and forth, and we came to an agreement.
Robert Malnati has been the administrator of the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority since December 2014.
Well, I was disappointed in the fact that, you know, an accord wasn't reached earlier on.
The strike began December 2nd. 15 paratransit drivers took to the picket line, and the BRTA's other 38 unionized employees refused to cross it.
I'm thankful that the fixed route people are back to work and our customers now can be served throughout the whole county instead of the limited service that we were providing, and that the paratransit employees will be back to work tomorrow and they have a contract for the next 3 years.
Paratransit is a group that provides services to the most needy people in town, people like on wheelchairs, people that they need to bring, you know, to be bring to the hospital, like for a dialysis, people that are apply and can purchase tickets because they have no transportation and they take them from point A to point B. Not everybody can use that service. You have to qualify for it before you could buy tickets and pay for it.
Earlier this month, Teamsters 404 business agent Victor Santiago told WAMC that negotiations over the drivers' contracts had begun even before they expired in June. They were working to secure a wage above 2019's minimum.
Nobody can support the family with $12 wage package. You know, you make $12 a full-time employee. How are you going to support your family?
Malnati says that the deal the union ultimately accepted from the BRTA was slightly higher than a rejected 16% increase plan for full-time drivers that would have been spread out over 3 years.
Additional funding was added to the full-time, so it ended up being, I believe, a little more than 17%.
Malnati said the wage increase in the second year of the three-year contract was bolstered in the final deal that ended the strike.
Right now, the bus fixed route bus drivers are running today, and because we had to give notice to the paratransit contractors, tomorrow morning will be when the purple and white vehicles for the paratransit division will be back out on the street.
The Teamsters 404, the union representing the striking paratransit drivers, did not respond to multiple requests for comment from WAMC about the end of the strike. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.